my dad is Clark Griswold. He is. Except for a southern version of Clark Griswold, because I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee. He's like Clark Griswold in that he is adorably nerdy, and he is a family man who is completely committed to the point of doing things so unreasonable to the perfect family experience, whatever that may be. When I was 8 years old, my mom and my dad decided they were going to take our family on a vacation to Alaska to visit some aunts and uncles. And my dad was so excited about this trip because we were going to go on the quintessential Alaskan salmon fishing trip while we were on this vacation. In his mind, we as a family were going to be sitting on a boat in the middle of a stream in majestic Alaska. A bald eagle was going to fly across the sky. A grizzly bear would growl from the banks. A moose would lift up its face and watch us just reel in fish after fish while we're high-fiving each other and drinking Coca-Cola. It was going to be perfect. Well, it's funny because when you grow up in Memphis, a trip to Alaska, it's basically like traveling internationally. In fact, I'm pretty sure we packed our passports because my mom was convinced that it was possible that we could get stuck in Canada. My dad, who had this majestic fantasy of a family fishing trip in Alaska, was not an outdoorsman. The one time he attempted to go hunting for deer, he failed because he got so emotional that he couldn't shoot the deer that was right there in his crosshairs. So this was a fantasy for him on a lot of different levels. I'm sure it was a way for him to redeem himself after this miserable failure of a hunting trip in Memphis. So we go to Alaska. I'm 8. My brother's 13. We hated it. It was freezing. It was boring. It was in the summer, so it was light all the time, which was incredibly weird. The people were weird. It was clear they weren't comfortable interacting with other human beings. So we go on the fishing trip. The day has come. It's the last day of our vacation because my dad had this beautiful vision of us reeling in fish after fish, shipping them or taking them home with us on the plane to Memphis, and then hosting the most amazing salmon fish eating event for all of our friends and neighbors in Memphis, something that they'd never experienced before. It would put all those catfish fries to shame. So we're there on this boat. We'd woken up early in the morning. It was freezing. In fact, I was pretty confident in my 8-year-old brain that my toes were falling off one by one inside of my shoes, and my nose was going to follow at any point. My brother, who was 13, was being a complete shit. He was shaking the boat, trying to make jokes about how awesome it would be if the entire family just toppled into the freezing water. My mom was trying to maintain her composure, just keeping a smile on her face, looking at my dad, gritting her teeth, "You asshole, what have you gotten us into?" Two fishing guides from Alaska were being really awkward with huge beards and not really communicating in complete sentences. And here we are as a family sitting there for hours, plunking, as they call, where you leave your fishing line in the water in the stream, waiting for the hungry salmon to come just grab your line for hours and hours and hours, and nothing is happening. And everybody's real pissed, except for my dad, who is manically grinning. Just out in nature, guys, right? Am I right? Once in a lifetime experience. Look at those trees. God, they're beautiful. Yeah. Finally, even the guides are kind of giving up. We haven't caught anything. We haven't gotten a nibble, which is funny because I'm sure a Japanese family the day before had got fish after fish out of the exact same spot, but for some reason, the Blags were not having any such luck. Surprise, surprise. We're about ready to go, and all of a sudden, there is an aggressive tug on my fishing line. And before anyone can do or say anything, my dad is on his feet. The boat is moving. He is making his way towards me. I am horrified because I know if I let go of this line, if I don't catch this fish, I'm going to ruin my dad's life. His dreams are down the drain. So I'm doing everything I can with my frozen little fingers to hold onto this pole, just wishing that it would flop right into the boat magically. My dad's making his way towards me. I'm trying to fling the pole towards him, just take it out of my hands, please, Daddy. And instead, he just closes his bear paws over my frozen little hands. And in his mind, it's father, daughter, sentimental. We're going to reel this in together. And we're working on it. I'm pretty sure he hit me in the face with a pole a couple of times. There was some blood. It was an epic battle. The whole time he's saying, this has got to be 100 pounds. We're going to feed all of Memphis with this thing. Ah! We finally get the fish in, and it was big. It was a 50-pound salmon. It was beautiful. It was shiny and gorgeous, and for a minute, we all kind of got in on it. We were all high-fiving and whooping each other like it was a Coca-Cola commercial. It was great. My dad was happy. We go home. All he can talk about are the amazing things we're going to do with this salmon. The fishing guides pack it up for us so we can fly it home to Memphis the next day. Successful trip. My dad was successful. The worst travel time on the way home, we missed a flight. A flight was delayed. We were exhausted. It was hours and hours of traveling. We finally get back to the Memphis airport. We hate each other's faces. We're starving. We're exhausted. We just want to go home to our own beds in Memphis, Tennessee. And we're at the baggage carousel. And bag after bag comes in, and you know where this is going. And people disappear. It's just our lovely little family unit, the American family of four, waiting in the baggage claiming area for that one prized package of salmon. And it is not showing up. And my dad is inching closer and closer to those little flaps that lead into the loading area of the baggage carousel. He's just trying to peek nonchalantly over to see if maybe someone's missed it. Maybe it's in a corner, that beautiful cardboard box holding that huge, beautiful salmon that he and his daughter reeled in, the American dream. Nope, he's not seeing it, so he's just going to get a little, he's just going to lift the flap just a little bit just to see. And before anyone can do anything, he is on the moving carousel. And there he goes behind the wall. My father has disappeared into the magical loading zone of baggage claim in the Memphis airport. Now, obviously, this is before the days of crazy security. But even then, I'm looking around. My head's on a swivel. I'm expecting a SWAT team to just fly in and go after him. My mom, she sprints across. Chuck, what the hell are you doing? And we can hear muffled screams on the other end of the carousel. That's my salmon, you asshole! Give it back! Lots of words that I was not supposed to repeat at the time. And before we knew it, there comes my dad tumbling out on the other side of the carousel as if he had ridden it the entire way around. And as he's getting up, there comes the box of salmon right after him, and he looks back, dick, gets up. He's got that box of salmon under his arms. We gotta go! And next thing you know, he's running like there's an explosion behind him in an action film. My mom doesn't even question him. Kids, we gotta get out of here. It's like all of us just have like luggage everywhere, all over ourselves. We are running towards the parking lot. My dad's at the, you know, minivan door. In. We get everything in. We're all in the car. Everyone's safe. We all kind of take a collective sigh. My mom's just kind of patting my dad on his leg, just shaking her head because she's used to this. They've been married for a long time. And my dad just looks in the rearview mirror with this huge grin on his face, the grin of a man who had won a battle in the name of the perfect family. family experience. Thanks.